at dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
My Sunday woman bring the daily news. My Monday woman buy me socks and shoes. But not let my good gal catch you in. Ain't no telling what my little Lucy may do. My Tuesday woman love that pocket change. That Wednesday woman won't to do the same thing, but not let my good gal catch you in. Ain't no telling what my little Lucy may do. That Thursday woman knock up on my door. That Friday woman, boy, I still got to go, but not let my good gal catch you in. Ain't no telling what Molly Lucy may do. My Saturday woman tote a Gatling gun, 'cause if you stand, she shoots you if you run. But not let my good gal catch you. And now ain't no telling what Molly Lucy may do. And it seems like hours, hours seems like days. If you don't want my little girl, goodbye and on your way. Better not let my good gal catch you. And ain't no telling what Molly Lucy may do. Ain't no telling what Molly Lucy may do. Ain't no telling what Molly Lucy may do.
Was Buddy Guy from the album Blues Singer with Lucy May Blues, featuring Eric Clapton on lead guitar. And a whole album of acoustic blues songs by Buddy Guy, featuring Eric on two of them, that being one of them. And we started off that set with Sunshine of Your Love from Cream, the BBC Sessions, a version you probably never heard, or maybe not never heard before, but have not heard a lot of. So this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault, here at Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And I get this strange feeling like I haven't been here in a really long time. I guess I missed a couple of weeks recently. I don't know when, but anyway, I've been here, but it just seems kind of weird. So, hey, we have a trivia, or actually a question of the week for you. And it's not a real hard one, but, you know, it might take, I guess you have to be a bit of a Clapton aficionado to know it. And if you call 908-852-4545 and are the first caller with the correct answer, you can get a gift card to Piggy's Deli in Hackettstown. So the question is, what was the first song written only by Eric Clapton to ever have been recorded commercial and released commercially? So what is the first song only written by Eric Clapton ever recorded? 908-852-4545. And now let's listen to EC himself.
We can do a song now by Bobby Blue Band. It's called Further On Up the Road.
Yeah, it's Eric Clapton himself with Farther On Up the Road from EC Was Here. This is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault, in here doing Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we did get two callers so far, only two, one with the correct answer to the question, but did not want the gift certificate. Not because he doesn't like Piggy's Deli, because who doesn't, but just because he wanted someone else to have it, and, you know, for whatever reason. So I'll repeat the question, and you can dial 908, or don't dial, push the buttons. If you dial, you're antique. 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. And the question is, what is the first song written only by Eric Clapton that was ever recorded? 908-852-4545. After the break, we're going to do the EC influence.
Matt here. Join me Wednesday night from 10 till midnight for The Knife Edge, an exploration of complex musical passages, fantastical lyrics, extreme musicianship, and everything else that made progressive rock razor sharp across the decades. That's The Knife Edge, Wednesday at 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Villa Milagro Vineyards, located in historic Finesville, New Jersey. Owners Steve and Audrey Gambino use a combination of organic and sustainable farming practices for their European-inspired wines. Open for tastings and private gatherings, Villa Milagro also hosts bi-weekly concerts in their intimate tasting room.
Coming up on January 17th, Brazilian Dinner and Jazz.
908-995-2072 or on the web, njfinewines.com.
Dixielands on the Centenary Stage as the January Jazz Fest continues with Stanton Davis Jr. and the New Orleans Sound. Hello, I'm Carl Walnow, inviting you to see this talented jazz trumpeter on Saturday, January 17th, 8 p.m. at the Sitnik Theater. Stanton Davis Jr. has played from Boston to Broadway with some of the biggest names in jazz. And now you can see him at Centenary Stage Company for a great night of the New Orleans Sound. Tickets for Stanton Davis Jr. and the New Orleans Sound are $22.50 in advance for adults and $15 for children under 12. They're available at thecentenarystageco.org or call 908-979-0900. Don't miss Stanton Davis Jr. and the New Orleans Sound Saturday, January 17th, 8 p.m. at Centenary's Lackland Center.
And now it's time for the Eric influence here on Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. This week I selected, actually last week, I selected Jeff Golub, but I didn't do the show last week. I had something to attend to in another state. But Jeff Golub passed away January 1st, just a little under 2 weeks ago. And he was a jazz guitarist primarily, with a lot of solo work, mainly instrumental work. And we'll tell you a little bit more about why we picked it, because I want to reference the website. But he was definitely very much influenced by Eric Clapton, as he even told us so. So we're going to play something. This is a cover song, Spooky, by Jeff Golub.
Thank you.
And hey, I just wanted to break in here because, you know, before I'm supposed to tell you about what we're just about to play, because you probably have not heard this and might not ever hear it again. This is called For Pino. A good friend of Eric, Pino Danelli, passed away this past week, and Eric wasted no time. And he's been doing this for he's done several of these tributes, or not tributes, but songs for someone very dear to him that just passed away. So this one was on his website. It's called For Pino, and it's for Pino Danelli. And we're going to play something that Pino himself played on at the Crossroads Festival after that. So pay attention to this. It's a nice little short instrumental acoustic guitar break. Thank you.
My cousin Marcus on the drums, my little sister in the back, Danielle on the bass. Love, peace, and happiness to everybody. We are Robert Randolph and the family band. Thank you so much.
All right, Robert, thank you very much. 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And here is our Judy moment.
Comes over you. Love, oh Lord.
Yeah, it's Eric Clapton with Running on Faith, the Jerry Williams song from 24 Nights. And starting that whole set off, we started out with Spooky from the album Avenue Blue. Well, from the group Avenue Blue. But it's actually Jeff Golub. That's why we played it, because Jeff passed away just about a week, well, on January 1st. And I wanted to read you something from, an interview with Jeff. The interviewer said that, with distinctive sound and a love of the blues, noting such artists as Wes Montgomery, George Benson, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Jimi Hendrix, Muddy Waters, and Buddy Guy as his main influences, Golub's sound uniquely balances the past with the present. But then he goes on to say, he asks him, where do you draw your greatest musical influences from? Greatest music influences. He said right away, Eric Clapton. And then Jeff Beck, Buzzy Felton, and Brian Auger. I'm a big fan of Brian's, and he was always a big influence on me. But he names Eric first, so how do you like that? So didn't really sound like you couldn't really, necessarily hear the Eric influence in that, but it's there. So we did that. And then we carried on with something called Forpino, which was recorded by Eric right after the death of a very dear friend of his, Pino Donnelly. And so that was on his website, and I played it for you. And then we played something that featured Pino. He was actually on the third guitar solo. It's first Joe Bonamassa, and then Robert Randolph does a lap steel or a pedal steel solo. And then after a break, Pino did a guitar solo that was Going Down from the Crossroads 2010 Festival. And again, ended with Running on Faith from Eric Clapton's 24 Nights album. After the break, we're going to play you some Kate Bush that features Eric Clapton.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. Many of you have heard me say that I love Canadians. Well, one of my all-time favorite Canadians is with us this week, Bruce Coburn. Also joining us, the petite songstress with a big voice, Kat Edmondson, and we'll have a great Achievement Award story this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey, presenting live music, classic films, and community events throughout the year.
Coming to the Blairstown Theater on Saturday, February 7th, Citizens Band Radio.
Tickets and information available online at thehpt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.
Are you looking for a degree that opens doors? Consider a bachelor's degree in sociology from Centenary College's School of Professional Studies. At Centenary, working adults find it easy to return to college and earn their degree. With our most flexible program yet, classes are delivered in a convenient blend of in-class and online formats. It's easier than ever to earn your degree. To learn more, go to www.centenarycollege.edu/SPS.
So is love.
And that is Blind Faith with Sea of Joy from the only album called Blind Faith. And we hear before that, And So Is Love from the Kate Bush album, The Red Shoes, and that featured Eric Clapton on lead guitar. And hey, this has been a lot of fun tonight. This is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And we're going to go out with a song that is about the question of the week, which was, what is the only song, or the first song, rather, written solely by Eric Clapton to have ever been recorded? And the answer, well, Bud knew the answer, but he didn't want the gift certificate. But the answer is Presence of the Lord on the Blind Faith album. But we're going to play it for you from the In Concert album from Derek and the Dominoes. Up after this, stay tuned for E-Town and then The Knife Edge with Matt O. We'll be right back.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.